I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been 39 years since Iran's Islamic Revolution, an event that's negatively impacted the country's freedom of religion. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari, who's director of operations of Mohabbat TV, shares.
In the last few years, most extrajudicial killings in Iran have been slowly replaced with arbitrary arrest and detention. Most of the arrested individuals are coerced to divulge information about their house church activities and those of their friends under the threat of criminal persecution or even arrest of the family members. So extended detentions without formal charge, trial or sentencing are extremely common in Iran.
So Iranian believers connect through social media and satellite TV, and it's there where Heart for Iran is meeting them. Let's be praying for Heart for Iran's ministry and for the Christians in Iran. And equipping believers for leadership is nothing new in the world of ministry, but doing it in Lebanon is a little out of the ordinary. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says Christians in Lebanon are uniquely positioned to respond to critical issues in the Middle East and North Africa.
And they are now seeing Syrian refugees flood into their congregations. We're helping them to witness to them, to give them resources, humanitarian aid, and also disciple them. And the churches are baptizing them and adding to their number every day.
But to make a real difference, it's going to take the support of a global body of believers.
So we need partnerships to be formed between historically Christian areas and pioneering Christian areas so that we can grow the kingdom in these strategic areas.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.